Sports and Recreation reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walls. Take off your shoes. Right now, it's all for a good cause. Nate Weck is with us in the studios, the SDPB studios in Vermilion. Nate, welcome back.
Hey, Lori. How are you doing today?
I am doing well, and everybody deserves a pair of shoes, right?
Yeah, that's about right. And I know we'll get a little bit more into it as well here, but a very special event took place at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls on Saturday. One of those winter classics. There's a lot of different winter classic basketball events that take place throughout South Dakota on an annual basis. But this one specifically is to help raise awareness for the Samaritan's Feet organization. It was called the Samaritan's Feet Barefoot Classic, and it allowed coaches the opportunity to help raise awareness for the Samaritan's Feet cause by allowing the coaches and their coaching staff to coach the game without wearing a pair of shoes. They could either coach barefoot or in their socks, or if they chose to coach in their shoes, they were more than welcome. But from my experience there on Saturday, seemed like pretty much all the coaches were well on board with taking off their shoes, taking off their socks, and supporting this cause.
All right. So tell me a little bit about, maybe we should talk about toe injuries and I'm imagining when you're along the, when you're courtside, you might have a few risks in walking around barefoot or in your stocking feet.
I think you bring up a semi-good point. I mean, and I remember like even going.
Thanks. Every day I endeavor to bring up a semi-good point, Nate.
I'm sorry if it came off bad, but
it's true.
And that is something because if you look at the baselines and those benches for a basketball game, there's always players that are either going to check in or they're subbing out of games and they're high-fiving and stuff like that. So it does make you wonder, has a coach get stepped on and possibly sustain a little bit of a toe injury, but I don't think any of that happened on Saturday.
Okay. It's part of the whole point of not having shoes is that shoes also protect your feet from a variety.
Right.
But
no, it was really a special event, and the thing I liked about this event too was it brought in teams that weren't even necessarily from the Sioux Empire area. I mean, you had Mount Vernon, Plankinton, Waverly, South Shore, Viberg, Hurley, Bonham, Tri-Valley, Parkston, Langford area, Lower Brule, Dakota Valley, Irene, Wakanda, Elk Point, Jefferson, Little Wound. You did have Sioux Falls, O'Gorman there, and then you also had T area there for the two nightcap games. But I mean, it was one of those events too where it didn't just hone in on teams that are directly in the Sioux Falls area. It reached out and invited teams from across South Dakota to come to this event, and it also included a couple of schools that were not from South Dakota, one from Iowa, Sioux City North, and another from Minneapolis North in Minnesota. So, I mean, it was an event too that kind of reached across those state lines for a cause that revolved around the sport of basketball.
All right, let's hear from some of the coaches. Who'd you bring?
Well, the first guy that I spoke to was the Langford head coach, Paul Rash. He's also the football coach, but he's the boys' basketball coach as well. Asked him about the cause, and here's what he had to say.
Yeah, we talked about that before the game. We were wondering, they gave us the option to wear shoes or not, and we figured, heck, it might feel weird to us, but, think about the cause that we're doing, if it helps at all, that's the least we can do. Something that makes you feel good about, maybe helping the cause a little bit and helping a kid get a pair of shoes.
Yeah, so you hear it right there from Coach Paul Rash. And also, another interesting thing about Coach Paul Rash is Langford defeated Lower Brule in double overtime 62-61 in their classic game that weekend. It was the 500th career win for Paul Rash. So congratulations to him. I mean, that's always a big accomplishment when you see a coach get that many wins. But, I mean, you heard it from him, sit down with an interview after he got his 500th win and he's talking about the cause. How special.
Exactly. Who else did you catch up with?
And then also Lower Brule head coach Leonard Jack III, I asked him as well. He did talk a little bit about the importance of just his kids also getting the chance to play at a neutral site with the atmosphere and things like that. But he also did mention the cause and the importance of that as well.
And anything that would, to bring that awareness and to help, because, everyone's going to go through it. I mean, even our kids want to know, they just loved it. Like, man, they were excited for me to take off my shoes, but I was a little weary. I mean, it, just the atmosphere, like I said, and I think all the coaches enjoyed it, and but kids even wanted to do some things like that too. You know, they just love coming together when it's something for a cause and for all of this, you know.
Nate, tell me a little bit about that atmosphere at the Pentagon.
Well, you know, it was interesting because, I mean, you'd have some teams that maybe had to travel a little bit further, so some of the games maybe had a few less fans than others, but I think the part that makes these classic events special is you'll have fans that maybe they play at 9 o'clock at night or the 7:30 game. You know, they're showing up at 1 because they just want to watch basketball. I think that's cool too, is giving fans from other communities the opportunity to, rather than just go to a home game, you get an opportunity that's not a state tournament event, that's not a regional tournament event or anything like that, the opportunity to see some of these other teams that you possibly could meet down the road. And I think that makes it fun for the fans, and I think it certainly makes it fun for the players too, because you would see when players would get done with one of their games, they'd hang out for the next game too and watch some of the other action on the basketball court. And, you know, when you have 16 teams that stretched throughout three states, I mean, you're going to get some great basketball, and it just seemed like everybody that was there was having a good time. And, I mean, they had the selfie. People were taking selfies and they were getting them put up on the Daktronics board at the Pentagon and all excitement and stuff like that. So everybody, I think it was a great atmosphere and everybody just having a great time. And I mean, really, anytime you play at the Sanford Pentagon, I mean, Heritage Court, it's one of the cooler venues to play a basketball game. It's kind of got that Indiana Hoosier feel to it a little bit. So it's kind of got that old school court look, and it's just a neat place for a basketball game, and certainly a great place to support a cause such as this one.
Yeah. How about any other exciting games? It sounds like the double overtime was one for the record books, but who else did you see that really turned it up a notch?
Well, I think the other thing that was interesting to me was the game that followed the Langford Area Lower Brule game. It was the Dakota Valley Irene Wakanda, because you had a Class A versus a Class B school. I was anxious to see how was Irene Wakanda going to react to this, and obviously, you know, it's good for Irene Wakanda, for the team of Irene Wakanda, because it gives you an opportunity to play against a team that's up a class. And I know that there's not that much some of the athleticism and stuff like that really doesn't vary too much, but it's just some of the styles, and if you're playing higher competition, that can sometimes help raise your level. Dakota Valley did pull away and win 62-51 over Irene Wakanda, but there were some moments in that game that Irene Wakanda made it interesting and made it close, and both of those schools, you know, Dakota Valley's not very far from Sioux Falls. It's just about an hour drive, and Irene Wakanda's even closer, so both communities had pretty solid fan bases that were at the game, and it made for a fun atmosphere. And I think, obviously, Sioux Falls O'Gorman brought a lot of fans for the evening nightcap when they played Sioux City North. Sioux Falls O'Gorman got the victory 54-34 over that one. The other one that I was really interested to see as well was Minneapolis North versus T Area, because Minneapolis North and T Area both came into this game winning state championships last year. And so it was just like, this is kind of cool to see two teams from that are literally about 4 hours away from each other, but in different states, meet on the court. And Minneapolis North did get the win 71-54 over T.
Nate Weck, thanks so much. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks, Lori.